101.3 MyFM. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and as a part of our Next Gen Farmer series, we are talking with some of the up-and-coming young farmers around Milton, the next generation, if you will. I think people forget how big of a role Milton plays in the agriculture community, and we're looking to spotlight some of those people here today. I am joined by Peter Fraser. He is a member of the Fraser family, the owners of Wheelbarrow Orchards on 10 Side Road here in Milton. Pete, give our listeners an idea of what kind of farming is done at Wheelbarrow Orchards.
We do apple farming at Wheelbarrow Orchards, as well as we grow a few cash crops in grain for soybeans, corn, and wheat.
And I think, Pete, a lot of people know Wheelbarrow Orchards for the apple picking, right? Going to the farm and picking the apples. But I think a big thing that is missed that you also do is a lot of the groundwork for other orchards and stores across the town and even Ontario. You have your kitchen in the back making dressings, salsas. I know you guys do pies. Pete, you're also the beverage operator for Wheelbarrow Orchards, where you make some pretty good cider, I must say, on that part. So there's a lot to keep you busy, and I know it's a family business, but why do you, Peter Fraser, love to farm?
It's an interesting challenge every single day. There are a lot of intellectual challenges. There are a lot of physical challenges, and working with your family is a challenge in its own.
Pete, you probably know this just as well as anyone, really, having basically grown up on a farm. There are a lot of misconceptions that people have about the farming life. It's like that with a lot of careers, really. But what's one big misconception about farming that you've found, at least, when talking with people?
Oh, that apple farming is very difficult. Apple farming is quite intensive, but really, compared to dairy farming, apple farming has been a lot easier on the family since we made the switch. We do work very hard, but not all farmers are the same. And as the fortunate thing we have on the apple orchard is the trees never try and break out of the farm at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're very happy that although we do work very hard, there are much harder working farmers.
I can imagine it'd be a little weird to wake up and find that some of your trees have gone missing overnight.
Yeah.
All right. So winding down here, what is next in terms of technology for farmers?
I think the internet's really starting to hit the farming world, not just in the sense where we now have our farms onto Facebook and we have social media. But us as farmers are now more connected than we ever were. The amount of ideas that we're able to collaborate on and resources that we're able to share has really changed our business over the last couple of years. We've been very fortunate to know a few other ambitious farmers who have paired with us on some of our projects on the farm, whether it be new food recipes or new beverage concepts. But the ability for us to reach out and communicate effectively with other like-minded people is really a gap that the internet has bridged for us.
And the last question I have for you, Pete, I know you've been visited by senators in the past to provide them tours, so you are on the federal government's radar, at least. How can the feds or the provincial government even provide better support for local farms and farmers?
I think just putting out a continuous emphasis on Ontario food. Ontario food is very abundant, and there's a lot of different options throughout any season that we have. Even our greenhouses through the winter produce a lot of vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce, and cucumbers. And it would really help to have Ontario know exactly when things are ready and what's available through Ontario.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me, Pete. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Anytime, Ken. Take care.
That is Peter Fraser of Wheelbarrow Orchards. He is the beverage operator and one of our next-gen farmers that we have chosen to highlight this year. They just started their apple picking this past Monday on the 24th, so feel free to give them a shout if you're looking to pick apples, of course. Safely, mind you, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, so keep that in mind when going, physical distancing and all that stuff. The farm is located at 8277 10 Side Road in Milton. Milton. I'm sure we'll have a link up on our website with all of their information. But just in case, you can find their products online at frasersbeveragecompany.com. That is frasersbeveragecompany.com. If you'd like to submit yourself or a friend for next year's Next Gen Farmers feature, give us a shout. Our news email is news1013@mbcmedia.ca. That is news1013@m as in Mary, b as in Barry, and c as in Carrie media.ca.